Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at DEMA 2014 in Las Vegas. I've already run into my good friend Mark. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Greg, it's awesome. How you doing, man?
I'm great. It's DEMA, man. It's the biggest party of the year for dive folks like ourselves.
I love this. Every 2 years, I'm here.
Every 2 years? What do you mean? Well, because you're out on the left coast.
I'm on the left coast.
To Orlando when they have it in Orlando.
Yep, yep. Hoping to move back to Florida next year, maybe. So maybe we'll see more of you.
Okay. Well, that would be at your own
we'll see.
Demise or something, maybe. Yeah, it could be. But look, it is a party. This is the biggest diving event in the world. And we are broadcasting from the Isle of the Bahamas right now. It is Junkanoo Happy Hour Party Time. And you have your rum punch, right?
I've been here 5 minutes and I got my rum punch already.
It's already properly lubricated to, you know, socialize with these dive industry folks. We got a lot of people that are hanging out here with us. Our mermaids are on display, of course. And I got Phil. I got West Palm Phil came out to DEMA. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're, you know, I had a couple rum punches and I guess I'm going to be a snorkeler somewhere in one of these man-made lakes in here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they got Lake Mead down the road, and I don't know, they got these aquariums like in Mandalay Bay with all kinds of sharks and stuff, and I don't know, they even have some mermaid aquarium at the Palace Station or something, right?
I don't know, Greg. We'll have to go check it out.
You might have to check that out later after the show. But, hey, we are in the Bahamas. We're giving away some trips to the Bahamas. Obviously, we got our Explorer Ventures trips we're giving away and all that kind of stuff. But basically, what we're going to try to do is give you a little backstage pass to what it's like to be at this trade-only event. Because, literally, you have to be a dive industry professional, like Dive Master certified or above, to technically get entrance into this event. Because these are dive industry insiders. And basically what happens, all the dive shops from around the world come here and interface with places to go and where they can take their you know, divers like yourself or equipment folks that you know, want to showcase the new BCs, regs, and that kind of stuff and decide what they're going to carry on their store shelves here with your local dive retailer. So we'll try to give you a little backstage pass of some of the stuff that has caught our eye. But right now, it is party time. And actually, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. So who are you? Are you here for me or the mermaids?
I was here mostly for you, Greg. It's
really?
Just, you know.
He's a good liar, obviously. But, you know, I'm almost thinking I'm at a fishing show. Like, I'm talking to a fisherman. But that's it. You sell it well.
I mean, I don't want to oversell it, but I mean, seriously, you're a great guy. You do a
I'm
great
attractive
show.
Man, aren't I?
You're a very attractive
okay,
man.
Okay, well,
what
fair
do you
enough.
Want from me? That's
very
how it
uncomfortable
is.
With this
yes.
conversation.
Well, we have our mermaids, and obviously they're on display here in the Bahamas Isle. They are creating quite a ruckus as all the divers come by and want to get a picture with a mermaid and that kind of stuff. We have Ashley, we have Sydney, and Callie. Are representing as our Scuba Radio mermaids, and then we got Tiffany hanging out here as well, and she is working. Callie, how are you?
I'm so glad to be here, Greg. How are you?
You are slinging drinks for all the divers.
I'm so glad she's here.
You are what?
This is Mermaid Tank, BT Dub.
This is Mermaid Tank. What do you mean, getting tanked?
She's Mermaid Tank.
What?
I am Mermaid Tank.
You are Mermaid Tank, right, in Cali?
That was the name he gave me.
I think I had a different word for you earlier.
No, what was it? It was Mermaid Beautiful.
Aww.
Mermaid Beautiful.
when that's
yeah, get it, beautiful. Greg, that nice. Tiffany, beautiful.
Get it. Yes, I get it. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Greg.
Well, hey, Callie literally just walked in, slipped into her tail, and came into the Bahamas
mermaid
aisle.
Mermaid Sea Dragon Lady, according to Mark.
What? Dragon Lady.
Mermaid Sea Dragon Lady.
You know, socially lubricated. There's a line between socially lubricated and
I'm way past that. No, I'm like.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, Tiff. All right, fair enough. That's good. That's all good. Well, you know, that's what we're not really diving. We're talking about diving here today at the DEMA show in the Bahamas Isle. And it is a Junkanoo happy hour party. And the girl that has the best dive job in the world, or the winner of that a couple years ago, is with me right now, Marlene, who now works for NOAA. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm great. Now, just to, you know, fill everybody in, you won the best dive job in the world with Patty. They said, create a video to tell us why you want to have the best dive job in the world, and that is to basically to become a dive instructor. We'll pay for your certification. And you, you know, you brown-nosed our Scuba Radio crew. We got on Facebook, the whole thing, and next thing you know, you brought home the big win, right?
Yeah, that was it. And I ended up in Bali for 7 months learning how to be a dive instructor.
And that might be the best dive job in the world outside of mine, which I get to just travel around and talk to folks like yourself.
You have the best one.
I have a pretty good gig. I am not going to deny. But, you know, hanging out in Bali for 6 months doesn't sound like a bad thing either.
No, it was the most beautiful place I think I've ever been, so it definitely wasn't bad.
So, and you did your dive instructor certification there, and here you are today at the DEMA show a couple years later, literally a working dive industry professional.
Yeah, I work for the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, and I do education with them. So we teach people about sanctuaries and about the ocean.
Now, when you do this, Marlise, how much diving do you actually get to do? Do you get to go out and play some too, or you just have to talk about it all the time? Come on.
I get to go out and play some, and mostly my personal life, but I spend a lot of time teaching people about the ocean and diving and the importance of protecting it.
And you're based in Washington, D.C. now, so you're doing the whole political side of this as well.
Yeah, I'm back over there in the Capitol.
And you're liking that? The diving's not that great there off of D.C., is it?
It's a little bit cold. There's some quarries.
It's not like Bali, though.
No, nothing like Bali. No frogfish.
So you get to travel around quite a bit, don't you, or what?
Yeah, I get to travel around. I get to talk to lots of different schools. I work a lot with kids and really teaching people about. We have 14 marine protected areas that we take care of with the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, and we teach people about all of these places. So.
And what's out there, what you can go see, and that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yep. What's out there, how we can protect it, and what's happening in our country.
And so the mission here at DEMA is to hopefully, what, promote more of these areas for divers to experience around the country? Or what?
Yeah, we actually have a couple really exciting things happening right now. We just opened the nomination process for the first time in about 20 years. And so now the community can put forward nominations to the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries to nominate marine areas that they want protected to be a sanctuary. So
nice.
We've been promoting that process.
All right, so if you have a favorite dive site that you think needs some federal protection from what, like fishing or whatever, you know, other type of pollution type of issues that we have to deal with underwater that kind of get ignored, or the surface folks, those landlubbers, don't understand what's down under there, that we have to get vocal and say, hey, send you guys an email and I nominate my favorite dive site for a protected area. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you know, our areas are still available for use. We have recreation in all of our sanctuaries, and then we do scientific research and we do education and outreach, so there's different regulations depending on where you are, but it really just puts a spotlight on that area as an important place that needs to be preserved.
Nice. Now, Marlise, is this your first DEMA show?
It is my first DEMA show,
so
yes.
We're at the end of the first day in the Bahamas Isle doing our Junkanoo happy hour party. So after your first day of going through and doing a little networking, what do you think? What are your impressions of this event?
It's fantastic. It's really cool to be around a bunch of like-minded people and to see all the enthusiasm for
all these twisted folks. You feel right at home? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. How can you not love being around divers?
True. That is true. We're a unique bunch of folks, for sure. Now, did you make yourself available to some of this rum punch they have here?
The rum punch is the perfect happy hour, so how can you say no?
Yeah, what about Junkanoo? You know what a Junkanoo is?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Junkanoo. You know what Junkanoo is?
I don't.
Junkanoo is a Bahamian version of, like, Carnival. So they have, like, you know, they parade up and down the streets, make a bunch of racket. They have the women in feathers and boas and all kinds of crazy stuff. You up for something like that or what?
Anything with dancing.
You're good with the dancing. She's good, you know, working a little junkanoo, working a twerk here and there with a rum punch. You're good to go?
Yeah, you know, just as long as I'm having a good time, chatting with people, I'm usually.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's mingle around and meet some more folks. You ready?
Yeah.
That's what it's about. At this event, you go around and you mingle, you network, you run into old friends in the dive industry. Here's a good buddy of mine, Steve from Fiji.
G'day, Greg. How are you, buddy?
Steve, do you know Marlise?
No, I don't know Marlise. Please meet you.
Hi, Steve. Now, Marlise,
beware. This is Steve from Voli Voli Resort in Fiji, and he has one of the best resorts in the world, this Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. You ever been there?
I have not been to Fiji yet. I would love to go.
You need to come.
You need to start brown nosing now. Quit talking to me. Brown nose this guy, and you'll go to Fiji.
There you go. Well, if it's guaranteed, why not?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, guaranteed.
See, there you go. He said it. We got it on tape, and we're good to go. All right, we got much more coming up here from our Dima broadcast from Las Vegas next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Baby.
Yeah. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the Bahamas Isle for the Dima Show, hosting our Junkanoo Happy Hour party. Now the Scuba Cowboy is with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Another Dima, another good time, right?
Another Dima, another good time, and a brand new album. The Scuba-ribbian Rock album number 4, I Just Want to Dive. And that seems like what everybody here wants to do.
That's right. Well, you know, not today. You know, there's the diving in Vegas isn't that great. But, you know, we can share a few fish tales, and they can pick up your CD and get inspired for their next dive adventure, right?
That's absolutely true. And I would say that it looked like you were diving pretty into a couple of bottles last night.
So. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember any of this.
I'm sure you don't.
Yes, exactly. All right, and moving on as we finish off our last swig of a Bahamian rum punch. I have someone new to the dive industry. Not only do we have Marlise, who is experiencing her first DEMA, I have Abington, who actually I know from our Just Plain radio show, and she makes these watches for aviators, for women aviators. It's actually a watch line just for women aviators, right?
That's correct.
And you've decided to expand this to go down below underwater. Am I right?
That's right. We just released our dive watch yesterday. It's called the Marina, and we're kickstarting it, and it just launched. So if you look up dive watches on Kickstarter for women, this is it. This is 37 days.
Now, these are cool watches. Now, what makes them specific for women?
Well,
because I kind of dig them. Does that make me like, I don't know, a metrosexual diver, or I don't know what.
There is nothing wrong with being a metrosexual diver.
No, exactly. We have style. No, they're very attractive watches.
No, absolutely. This watch is for anybody that loves the style. It's a 40-millimeter case, so a guy could wear it as much as a girl could wear it.
But it's really designed to be for women.
It was designed by women, 7 women master divers and dive instructors. They've spent 2 years designing this watch for women, for other women divers. So yes, it is a woman's dive watch.
Right. It's kind of an exclusive club type of watch, and there's a lot of cool, you know, attachment to that stuff. And I don't think we've ever had that in the dive industry, let alone when you launched these watches for the aviation industry, right? That was a kind of a new thing for them, right?
Exactly. That's absolutely correct.
Now Abington is also, she's like a TV star, because she was in this TV show called Flying Alaska on the Discovery Channel with Ariel Tweedo, who was learning how to dive and fly the bush there in Alaska and stuff. And Abington was her flight instructor. And when I was trying to get my flight instruction completed on Just Plain Radio, I was watching this show for inspiration. I figured, hey, look, if this little Alaskan girl can learn how to fly, surely I can do this as well. Now, Ariel got her certification. You trained her, and she's all good to go, right?
She's totally all good to go. In fact, now she's ready for her flight review. You have to do it every 2 years. But the real question is, why haven't you finished your pilot's license?
Thank you.
And why aren't I helping you finish that? I finished Ariel. Let's get it done.
All right. Well, maybe we can do this. Maybe I can actually catch up to Ariel's review process. You know, I only have 108 hours. That's not enough, is it?
I got my rating in 43 hours. So
yes, okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to enjoy the process here, Abington. You hear what I'm saying?
Enjoy away, but seriously.
All right. Well, let's get back to diving, because that's why you're here. And she said she lives in Vegas. She has these new dive watches, and she wants to come out to the DEMA show. What do you think so far after the first day? Who did you run into? Was it kind of cool or what?
Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing. I met a lot of the women out of the Women's Hall Dive of Fame, which I'm going to go to
Women's Hall of Fame, sure.
Yep. I'm going to go there tonight. And I've met some amazing just people who dive and travel the world and live life to the fullest. The cool thing is I've always said that I like to hang out with people that live in time zones, not zip codes. And that's these people.
They do. I don't know if the zip codes even apply underwater. You hear what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they shouldn't. You know, that's what we're doing. When we dive down there, we're trying to get away from everybody. You know, hide and that kind of stuff. And just enjoy life. And that's what you... But you do this all the time. What's cool about Abington, I can't stress this enough, because I'm kind of in awe of what she does. Because you, like, fly commercial planes. You fly into Russia and all these crazy places that you can't even pronounce, right?
Pretty much. I don't know what they're pronounced. But every airport has an identifier. That's all I need to know. So I don't know what they spell.
Yeah, she's underselling it. But trust me, this is a big deal. She's a super pilot. And now she's bringing it into the diving world. And I love it. And that's what it is. All about sharing the love and that passion. And I see a lot of common traits between pilots and divers. They're very passionate about it, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Now, what your diving experience, you're just an open water certified diver. So your diving experience is a little bit on the newbie side. Am I right?
That's correct. I learned how to dive in Panama on a bush pilot trip through Central America, and that was about 2 years ago, and I've been certified now. I got certified last year, so I'm still a little new to it, but I love it.
So how many dives do you have under your belt in your logbook, figure?
Oh, gosh. Under 10?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now look. See, here's the deal. Now, we'll flip this because I'm a dive instructor, Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, so if you were my instructor for flying and I was your instructor for diving, this would offset it. You know, the situation I have with my instructors, flight instructors right now, is that they're flight instructors. They can bust my balls more than anybody on the planet. You hear what I'm saying? And I can't do anything about it. But if I'm your dive instructor and you tried to do that to me, I can flip it back like, hey, you don't want to do that. It's going to be payback. You know what I'm saying?
I see a good trade going on here.
It could happen. What do you think there, Pop?
I think I'm going to benefit either way, so let's make it happen.
Oh, well, we'll get her to fly us to some exotic place. Okay, all right. See, I wasn't even thinking about that.
She flies. You're a backup in case, I can't imagine what would happen to her. I could see you having a heart attack or something up there, but you know, that's not going to happen.
No.
And then we go all to these tropical locations and we all go diving.
Well, this is true. And where have you dove? Well, you went and did that bush thing. That's where you did in Panama, right?
In Panama, and then I got certified in Puerto Rico.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's not bad. So, but you haven't been to the Bahamas. You haven't done any diving out in Fiji or any of this stuff.
Not yet.
But did you see a few places that you wanted to visit? I'm just wandering the aisles here at the Dima Show already, or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everywhere. Everybody here talks about how they have the best diving. The entire world is here in terms of diving. I want to dive aircraft wrecks, obviously, and shipwrecks, and I'd love to dive Panape because I've landed there so many times. Panape in the Pacific?
I've never even heard of that. Do you know where she's talking about?
Panape?
Play highway? Hawaii or something?
The underwater highway. Yeah, no. Panape in the Pacific.
Isn't it Hawaii?
Is it near?
No. Panape is near
Papua New Guinea?
Papua New Guinea.
Okay. All right. So it's in the whole Truk Lagoon area and that kind of stuff. All right. So there's some planes down there that you could dive. Is that what you're saying, maybe?
In Panape, there's actually a sunken city that has a lot of mystery and magic all around it. So it's one of the best dive places, apparently, in that area that you can go to.
Well, I haven't been to that area, so it sounds like she added one to our list there, Pup. You never know what you're going to find here at the Dima Show, just talking to anyone in the aisle and definitely at a Junkanoo happy hour party. Kind of cool, huh?
It's the way it works all the time.
All right, hey, we got our Scuba Nation folks here and many, many more people that we're going to talk to next. Stick around, more coming up from the Dima Show in Las Vegas on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're hanging out in the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party at DEMA 2014 in Vegas. Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation are hanging. How are you guys doing, man?
I'm kind of exhausted. It's been a great show, though.
Your feet will hurt, but that's just part of the game here.
I've got the biggest, baddest blister on my left heel. But, you know, you come by the Junkaloo party right here.
It's Junkanoo, not Junkaloo.
I don't know. I went to Florida State, dude.
That's okay.
But
that's a rum punch will do that.
Get over here, get some rum punch. You even got an autograph by one of your gorgeous mermaids. So
really, they're giving autographs now.
Yeah, so by beautiful Ashley. But what's really ironic about this show is like you gather all these scuba divers for a diving convention in the middle of a desert.
Right.
I mean, it's a little ironic, don't you think?
A little strange.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
But it's probably just as well because there is so much drinking going on at this event.
No doubt.
You know, these divers drink like fish, Mitch. It's no coincidence. And it's probably good that we separate the diving festivities from, the networking and party festivities.
Well, that's true. And I guess Vegas is kind of acclimated to people like us, you know, the very festive spirit. So
what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook.
And we absolutely can't break a thing for a good 200-mile radius. So.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, but... But once again, it'll show up on Facebook if we do.
Oh, God.
For sure. All right, so you guys are here just hanging out, filming some stuff, maybe?
We're filming a little bit. We're also talking to new exotic destinations for next year, including Mexico and a couple others that I can't discuss right now. But looking forward to another great show and some of the places we're going to be taking our audience for Scuba Nation next season.
Nice. And you can go to scubanation.com, get more information. We have actually teamed up with these guys and the folks at Deepwater Key to give away a trip to that event or to that property. And you guys, are you going to go there next year? Or you're working
a
trip?
We're trying.
So they might head there next year, but we're giving away a trip here in the Bahamas Isle for a trip for four. So that's going to be fun. We'll try to, we'll try to flag the winner down of that over the next day or two. All right, I'll let you get back to it. Go find a masseuse, work those feet or whatever you need to do.
I'm going to soak my feet in a jacuzzi and my liver in a Jameson.
Okay, that's a good combo. All right, we got more coming up from the Dimas Show in Vegas right after a Dan tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 81. Sure, fish smell, but you would too if you had to swim around in your own urine day after day.
Oh, gnarly!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Here's a question for you, Nick.
Yeah, what's that?
What is a good diver?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think it is?
Well, it's not a technical cave diving instructor with thousands of dives under his weight belt.
Well, hopefully he is, but I'm thinking that's not the kind of good diver you're talking about.
Nope, I'm talking about the kind of good diver every diver can be from the day they are certified.
Which is an excellent thing for every diver to realize. There are a number of things every diver can do towards being good. Most of which has to do with common sense and a safety-oriented mindset. For example, a good diver is someone who completes the training for the diving they want to do.
No going with that cave diving instructor with only an open water card, right?
Right. And after the training is completed, a good diver follows that training.
Because, believe it or not, instructors are not making up the rules they teach for their own amusement.
No, they're not. You're an instructor. What's one of the first rules you teach?
Plan the dive and dive the plan.
Exactly. A plan profile is useless if the diver ignores it when they go underwater. A good diver knows and sticks to the plan.
How about showing up at the dive properly equipped?
Oh, that's a good one. A good diver doesn't show up planning to share his buddy's computer or compass. In fact, a good diver has all the equipment needed for the dive.
And takes care of that equipment.
Yes, he does.
What else?
A good diver stays up to date on diving, continues their education, refreshes and practices their skills on a regular basis, reads magazines and books.
Listens to scuba radio?
Well, sure. That one goes without saying.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. These tips are gold. So to get back to this one, a good diver understands that the buddy system is a backup to self-reliance and responsibility. It's up to every diver out there to take responsibility for him or herself and what they bring to the dive. There are a lot of safety precautions out there to help you if you get into trouble, but a good diver does their part to avoid the problems in the first place.
So of all the characteristics you listed here today, which one would you say contributes the most to avoiding those problems?
I think that's the easiest answer of all, and the one that encompasses everything we talked about here. The defining characteristic of a good diver is one who checks their ego at the door. Letting ego be part of your diving leads to all sorts of bad decisions, including costly safety shortcuts, and leaving it home allows you to adopt all of the practices that characterize a good diver.
I think that says it all. You don't have to be a scuba guru to be a good diver. Everyone has the potential. A good diver is primarily someone with common sense, solid training, and a healthy mindset. Adopt the characteristics of a good diver, and you'll not only stay safer, you'll get even more out of a sport with a lot to offer. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Tiffany, I just saw Santa here in the Bahamas junk canoe aisle. Look at Santa.
Can I just sit on his lap?
Yes, go get him. Santa, come here. Come here, Santa. I remember he was here last year, too. You know, he was in Orlando.
You're not recording.
I am, too.
Oh, you are recording.
I'm doing the show, you big dummy.
Have I been naughty or nice, Greg?
Oh, what's that?
Have I been naughty or nice?
Well, let's go find out. Santa. Hey, Santa, how are you?
Yes, ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
How are you doing?
We saw you last year in Orlando, didn't we?
You might have seen me every year.
Yeah, well, there you go. Exactly.
Time, but I remember.
Exactly. Well, I know. But I remember. Well, of course.
You get a lump of coal. It's not our fault.
Well, that's
no. He's nice. Actually
Box of Rocks.
On the nice list.
What? No. I'm on the nice list. You're the one who's on the naughty list.
You know.
Depends
it's an average.
Whose list you're talking about.
Oh, brother. All right. But you are actually here at the Dima Show. You're wearing red, as you should. You're representing. The only thing missing is the white stripe.
And the white stripe?
Yeah.
Oh, for the candy mint?
Just to make it more diver-like, you know?
Well, I have white things on me.
Yeah, exactly.
You would rather talk to me than the mermaids?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to suck up to Santa. You know, it's getting close that time of season. No, honestly.
What do you want for Christmas? Don't you have every
piece I want another dive trip. I want to go on another adventure, or maybe to Fiji or someplace like that. Or okay. I don't know. There's some place near Papua New Guinea that Abington was mentioning earlier that maybe we'll have to go.
There's a lot of places in Papua New Guinea you have to go.
Well, Santa, you're obviously an expert because you only have to work a few weeks out of the year, and then the rest of the year you're just diving all around the planet.
Oh,
is that the deal?
You got to watch how they're making the toys.
Oh, well, okay, fair enough. But what do you do really in your off time, for honestly here?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, I write about scuba diving.
Right.
And I write more about scuba diving. I write for Ghost Rider, you know, which is kind of ironic, Santa being a ghost.
Sure.
What else? Multiple jobs. Oh, I've got a couple books out, too, but I can't tell you under which name it is.
Okay, because you're a ghostwriter.
So, yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
Books, too.
Well, Santa, you know, the economy's been a little rough. Everyone has to do a little moonlighting, including Santa.
Got over 500 YouTube videos on dive gear.
Nice.
On the internet.
Yeah.
YouTube, that is. And even 4 parody songs I've sung over the time.
Well, sweet. Well, you know, you're keeping busy, as you should in your older, you know, as you get in advance, you got to keep nice and limber and keep the brain occupied there so you're not getting locked in on all this toy stuff. Well, Santa needs distractions, right?
I have plenty of distractions. As those mermaids went by.
Well, they're walking distractions,
they
I hear
look
you.
Anything like Mrs. Claus.
Well, exactly. Well, it gives her something to aspire to, right? Keeps things a little fresh in the up there in the North Pole bedroom.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay, he's not even going to. I don't blame you. I don't blame.
Well, it's good to do that.
Yes. Well, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
We see him out front when we're doing our little warm up there, and Santa pops up every year.
Hawaii attire for Santa Claus. So.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. You know, he's looking what to do in his off time here, in between North Pole visits and you know and all the kids and stuff. I'm on the nice list. I'm on the nice list, Pup. Do you hear that?
That's hard to believe, but...
It is hard to believe. Well, Tiffany is on the naughty list. He said it right here. We saw him.
That I believe, too.
Yeah. She didn't believe it, but that was the case. So I did my little brown nosing to Santa here. I should be pretty set here for next year. But let's move on. We got Philip here from Deepwater Key. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. So it's been a while since you've been to a Dima show, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been. I did last year. The first time I did the Las Vegas show.
Right. Okay. So this is the first time to Vegas for Dima.
First time in Las Vegas ever.
Oh, really? Oh, brother. All right, so you've only been here one night so far.
One night so far.
So do you have something on on the agenda outside of the dive show that you're planning to do here in Vegas?
Nah, I did a little bit of gambling.
A little bit of gambling, yeah.
Hey, you got to do that once. You're in Vegas, man.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a lot more things you can do in Vegas other than gambling, Philip. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I'm waiting for that. The first night was last night.
And he's thinking, okay, what should I say right now? I got to be careful. What stays in Vegas or what happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
Ends up on Scuba Radio, and everybody in my family hears it, so I got to be careful. Yeah, I totally understand.
Then help my wife with
that's
me.
Right,
this
that's right. No worries. But no, you're here. of representing Deepwater Key and sharing the love of that Bahamian operation that you guys have over there, our own private island paradise. And we're giving away a trip for four, like a party in the Bahamas.
Yeah, we're giving away a trip for four, for a nice party trip in the Bahamas. And it's an unbelievable trip of a lifetime.
It is. Now, when we went there, you guys had just started finding some of the Primo dive sites. Have you found some more since it, you know, that's been, what, a year now, I guess, almost?
Yeah, I found like about three more dive sites.
Yeah?
Like two more deep ones and another nice shallow one. I'm going to name it Greg after that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, now that would be sweet. Well, no, the Scuba Nation guys, they name something, right? So you'll name one after me.
Yeah.
Not Scuba Ray, it'd be after me.
Yeah.
Greg's Reef, that sounds kind of boring, actually. I don't even like it. I don't even like the way that sounds. You're going to have to come up with something better. I don't know. But it'll give me reason to come back and check it out. And I'll approve the reef. How about that?
Yeah, you have to come back and check with your
consult.
Own reef. Because it's your reef, you have to come back and you have to check it out.
I like it. And I like the way you think there, Philip.
Yeah, because I found one nice one, man. I saw Greg, the nice guy from Scuba Radio.
All right,
I'm
cool.
I'm going to leave this after him.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Now, we're actually going to set up one of our microphones in Deepwater Key and be able to have Philip on the show maybe more regularly and have you just open up the microphone, bring the divers that you have over there, and we'll bring them on the air and have some fun. How's that sound?
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to do.
That'd be good.
That would be great.
Now, what do the people say here when they're coming up to the booth about Deepwater Key? What are you telling them? Or what, you know, are they having specific questions about the type of diving you offer over there or what?
Yeah, mostly they're asking where it's located because, you know, Deepwater Key is a private island right off the east end of Grand Bahama. Not much people really have known about the Key so far. And because the Key is very popular for bone fishing, now it's diving, and it's a beautiful resort now for a family getaway vacation.
Right.
Most time they ask me is the type of diving we do there, and I always tell them about Drift Harbor.
The Drift Harbor, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's for the snorkel trips where you see the eagle rays and turtles and the barracudas and sharks and stuff.
Most relaxing type of dive you can have, and you're not really diving, you're snorkeling. It's even better. We got a lot to cover, so let me move on and talk to some more folks here, and we'll cover things accordingly right here from Vegas, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your
surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So, that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at DEMA 2014 in Las Vegas. Now, it's already fast forward, a day or so later because, the rum was flowing at the Junkanoo party. So I had to take a break and regroup. And we went to the Nogi Awards. I ran into my buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins. We were sat at a table next to Zale Perry, the queen of diving. I don't know, how would you describe Zale Perry there, Bob?
She is the queen of diving. She's our hero from the Sea Hunt series.
Yeah, she was basically, the guy from Sea Hunt, his name was?
Lloyd Bridges.
He was her, was his muse or whatever on the show, or girlfriend, or I don't know what was it.
He always would save her. I think she was a damsel in distress.
Right. And so Mike Nelson from Sea Hunt would go over there and save the day. And Zale's still hanging with us today and goes to all these dive events and really carrying on the legacy of promoting diving. She had this scholarship thing, and we were sat right next to this year's scholarship winner, Annie.
Yeah. Annie.
She was awesome. From Alaska. Yeah. We're talking shop. She wants to get out of there and dive in warmer waters. But she's doing some great work with Octopus. And because of that, they actually had a scholarship, a Zale Perry scholarship, at the Nogi Awards that she won. And it ended up getting doubled and tripled. And it was way bigger than anyone expected. That was a huge event last night, wasn't it?
That was probably our largest event we've had in 54 years. It was phenomenal. Mike Hollis, with his father, Bob Hollis, receiving this Sports and Education Award. That was really touching to see Bob Hollis, who's been my diving hero. I'm 64, and my diving career basically started watching Bob Hollis. And Anchor Shack was the dive shop his son was talking about.
Yeah.
They had the discount out. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like, he was talking about how he was able to score dive discounts on gear at his dad's dive shop, and then Bob jumped him. He goes, "He's still doing that today."
Yeah, no, that was a really historical moment. I was so glad that you were there, and you had the opportunity to record all this for history.
Yes. Well, you know, when you go to these type of events like the Nogi Awards, you know, it's like a diving Hall of Fame kind of thing. It's a who's who, the Academy of
Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, and it is a big to do. I mean, people dress up and do the whole, you know, black tie thing. And you have all these legends in diving.
David Dubilet and Jennifer were there. And
yeah, Weiland, the whole crew. Who's who of the dive industry was there. And then some slub was let in like me.
And Bernie Campoli was there. Come here, Bernie Campoli.
Yeah, he was with Bob Hollis there on the stage. They're buddies, right?
Come on up here.
You're
going to
make
Radio.
Him get up. You're going to make him get up and work.
Let me give it over here. Hey, this is Bernie Campoli. He's a Nogi.
He's a Nogi Award winner.
He sits on our board. He's a board member.
Yeah, and just for people who don't know, Nogi stands for what, Bob?
Grand New Orleans. Was it Grand Island?
What was it, Bernie?
New Orleans Grand Isle is the acronym is Nogi.
Yeah.
And it started in the early 60s from originally a spearfishing tournament.
Right.
And then a writer friend of mine, James Dugan, was instrumental in having other areas growing up. And as we've become more environmentally conscious, so now we have arts.
Yeah. And it really branches out. People who have gotten this are like James Cameron, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Dr. Van was there last
night. Yeah, Dr. Van from Dive Alert Network, who does a lot of the diving physiology for Dan.
He brought up Cameron. His quote is, it's easier to get an Oscar than to get a Nogi.
Yes, he's quite a player in this group.
Dick Van, Science Award this year. Richard Ellis for Arts. Richard Ellis, very well known. Mike Hollis, I nominated, and he's one of the few fathers and son recipients.
Right.
That one were pretty good. The fathers.
Are there any others like that? I can't think of any.
Actually, I was going to give a little pitch, but actually Bob cut me off. Cousteau's.
Cousteau. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
The old man.
Right.
Philippe, Jean-Michel, Chuck Nicklin, who's had a shop. Flip was on assignment for National Geographic magazine. It was also Walt Hendricks, who passed away. His son, Butch, has like a diving rescue and safety stuff he does.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's all about recognizing whether they're family folks or what.
Right. Well, very few fathers and sons, so yeah. Last night was a special night.
Absolutely. Well, you could tell, and they're very emotional when they're up there, and you really feel it.
They brought the whole company. I think they bought 45 tickets or something like that, so I try to wind them up a little bit. I tell them, you got to make a lot of noise when the guys are up here, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you know.
How about your C-Lab experience? Why you received your note?
I've been involved with recreational, commercial, and military diving and photography since the early 60s. While in active duty, one of the high points was the Sea Lab program.
Right.
Man in Sea program, which is the 50th anniversary this year. So there's three recipients that worked on Captain Bond, who developed the saturation dive thing, which revolutionized diving. Scott Carpenter was one of the original astronauts. He worked on a program. Fortune both passed away.
These are the guys that have made it possible for diving today, that a lot of people are familiar with everything you've accomplished, and they need to be recognized more.
You know, and I've been very fortunate in my odometer past 75 this year, you know.
And it keeps on spinning. Hey, look, this is just so much fun for me on so many levels. We got so much to cover on today's special edition of Scuba Radio. You are going to want to stick around for hour two, live from the DEMA show floor 2014 in Vegas. A lot more people to talk to, a lot more fun highlights from the show to share with you, so stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.